I was unsure when it first started because there was a lot of information coming in that I didn't know whether it was true or not. It's difficult to work out what actually was happening. The papers seemed to be all in favour of it. Government seemed to be all in favour of it, and it seemed to be a continuation of the struggle for independence of the Vietnamese people, first of all against the French, and then turning into anti-US.
Did your feelings of the war change as the war progressed?
Yes, I became opposed to the war as time went on. I found that the information that was being provided by newspapers and television was very distorted and incorrect in lots of cases, and I think it was basically a lot of propaganda. Vietnam was the first television war, so there was a lot of television coverage, but I always thought there was a lot of incorrect information involved with that.
Where were you living at the time of the war?
Yeah, in Noble Park, most of the time.
When did you move to Upper Beaconsfield?
In 1980, which was after the war had finished.
Were you involved in any of the anti-Vietnam marches?
No, I wasn't. I supported the anti-Vietnam movement, but I didn't get involved in the marches.
Why not?
Initially, they seemed to be involved people who were a bit unusual, hippie-type people, or people who are strange-looking, you know, that sort of thing. And very large Vietnam March, I think, was on a weekday, if I remember correctly, because I was at work that day.
Were any of your friends involved in the marches?
Yes. Yes, a couple of the wives of people I worked with marched in the final march, a very large one.
Do you think they proved anything?
Well, I think that, especially that final one, proved that a large percentage of the population disapproved of Australia's involvement in Vietnam from the point of view of the military aspect. I think people were quite happy with providing finance and other support to Vietnam, but they thought that the military aspect was wrong.
Do you think the marches had any effects on the soldiers, or what effects?
Oh, I'm sure that they must have been demoralising for the soldiers, although I've spoken to some soldiers who consider that they were given very little information about the amount of anti-Vietnam feeling that existed in Australia at that time, and they were given to believe that they were just a mob of ratbags who would be marching against all kinds of different things if it wasn't Vietnam.
What do you think the anti-Vietnam marches had on the government?
Well, I would consider that when that number of people march through a city, it must have a tremendous effect on government policy, and well, in this case it certainly did, because after that things began to be scaled down quite dramatically until the withdrawal took place.
What do you think was the most unfortunate effect of the Vietnam War?
Well, on Vietnam it devastated the country, both north and south, destroyed it economically. On Australia, I think it drove people to two poles, or polarised them, I suppose you could say. People who believed the information that was coming back from Vietnam and thought that they were fighting communism, and that was best to fight communism away from Australia rather than in Australia. And then there were lots of people who believed that the Vietnam War was not a war against communism, but in fact our troops were being involved in a local war, in a war of independence, where the poor, the peasantry, was rising up against the landed gentry, I suppose you would call them, people with money, financiers, and getting their share of the income.
Could you have been a part of the Vietnam War, like fighting?
No, not as a soldier, I couldn't have been. I would have been a conscientious objector.
Was it your age, or...?
Yes, I was too old for the draft, and I certainly wasn't prepared to volunteer.
What were your feelings of the Vietnam veterans during the war?
Well, I thought they were just as much victims as anyone else. They were sent there. It wasn't really their fault. It was a difficult war, and that they... most of the time they weren't sure who their enemies were. I think because of the TV coverage, most of the things they did were under a lot of scrutiny. Therefore, it was difficult for a soldier to operate in that regard. Also, I think that the soldiers, in many cases, because their friends had been killed or wounded, became convinced that they were fighting a war to stop communism. It hasn't stopped communism. I don't know whether it would ever have, even if they had won, stopped communism in that country.
What were your feelings of Vietnam veterans on the soldiers' return?
Well, I felt sorry for them, actually, because up until that time, soldiers returning to Australia after fighting in wars had been hailed as heroes. But the Vietnam veterans were reviled. They were abused, and also they were treated as people who were creating great difficulties in another country and producing crimes and so on against helpless people, which I don't think they were.
What are your feelings of them now?
Well, I think it's a good thing that people have become aware of the Vietnam veterans' plight, in that they returned to a hostile environment when really they were just carrying out their duties. It certainly wasn't their fault. It was a political decision to be involved in Vietnam. And I think the Australian forces did a lot of very good things to help build up local industries, and they built a lot of buildings and hospitals and schools while they were there, and produced new water schemes for villages and so on. And I think they did a lot of very good things.
Do you think their health has been affected?
From what I've read, a large number of people seem to have been affected, but I don't know anybody who has been affected personally.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.